into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, well, you know, Jesus could have come right away when the two sisters put out the 911 pastoral emergency call. Come quickly, Jesus. Lazarus, your best friend, is very sick. His fever is too high. Hurry, Jesus, come. And incredibly, he does not. He takes his time. He lets Lazarus die. And then he shows up 4 days after the burial. Lazarus couldn't be any deader. In fact, he's so dead that the text says that the corpse has begun to rot. It stinks. Mary and Martha are furious. Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. But you didn't come. You stayed away. And now he's graveyard dead. You'd be furious too, wouldn't you? Their faith in Jesus is seriously challenged. Do they dare to trust Jesus at the tomb of their brother? Do they dare to continue to trust Jesus with their brother's death? Will they have any use for such a Jesus? Some don't. They mock him. The text says he could open the eyes of the blind, but death appears to be too much for him. Death won, Jesus zero. And there Jesus stands among the scorekeepers, the doubters, the scoffers, in the very midst of death, at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, and there, as Jesus stares the grave and death in the face, he has the audacity to preach a sermon. Yes, that's right. Times like this call for a sermon. After all, to use Jesus properly is to trust his promises. And so Jesus is off with a full-blast sermon loaded with promises. Your brother will rise again. That's what he proclaims. And Martha believes it. She gives her amen. Oh, I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. But that is when Jesus ratchets up his sermon. He kicks his sermon up big time. What no one really expected him to say at all. Martha, Jesus preaches, listen carefully to me, my dear. The resurrection and the life are standing right here, right now, right before your brother's grave, right before your very eyes. I am the resurrection and the life. Resurrection and life are here, in me. Do you get it, Martha? Well, let me tell you what I mean. Because I am resurrection and because I am life, anyone who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. You see, brothers and sisters, resurrection and the life, Jesus has the final say. Death does not. Death is a defeated enemy. And yet, here lies the dead body of our sister Aggie. She gets sick, tumor sick, and within a few weeks, we're attending her funeral and getting ready to bury her in the ground. And so today, as you stare death and the grave in the face, Jesus asks you the same question that he asked Martha after his resurrection and the life sermon. Brothers and sisters, it is the most important question that you can ever be asked by the Lord. It is the eternal life or death question. He asks you today, do you believe what I just said? Do you believe this? In other words, do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe his promise that anyone who believes in him will live even though he dies? Martha did. Yes, Lord, she told him, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. And yes, indeed, Aggie did as well. She believed our Lord's promise that he is the resurrection and the life for her. And so as she believed, she had. And she has, even now. Brothers and sisters, Aggie is where she's always been. I'm going to say that again. Aggie is where she's always been. She is with Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. We did not have to wait until she died to be with the Lord. He's always been with her, and she's always been with him through faith in his promises. And so she lives in, with, and under the Lord Jesus Christ. It is as Jesus promises. Anyone who believes in me will live even though he dies, and anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Now, as most of you know, Aggie's body was tired. It was worn out. But the Lord who died and rose for Aggie had good use for her during her earthly life. As a wife, as a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, as a maker of homemade dill pickles and apple pie and cinnamon rolls and bread. You know, I wish I could have had one of those pies. Pie's my favorite. I sure wish I could have had one of those. But of course, I got to know Bill and Aggie a little bit too late for that, because her arthritis and her chronic pain really limited what she could do. So I hope that the Lord will use her in his kitchen as one of his cooks, as he readies for the day when he comes in glory on the last day, when all believers will feast at the Lamb's blowout wedding banquet. Then I'll ask her for a piece of pie. I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus declares. That is his promise to Mary, Martha, Aggie, and all of you. Aggie believed it. And I'm going to tell you the truth, because she confided in me. She was concerned that all of you believe in Jesus' promise as well. She did not want any of you here to blow off this magnificent sermon from the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because she wanted a happy reunion in heaven and the joy of sharing the resurrection of the body for eternal life with all of her family. She knew, and I think you do too, the eternal consequences of not trusting in Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. And so I ask you again, do you trust Jesus? Do you even trust him with Aggie's death? And how about yours? Do you trust Jesus with your death? Could Mary and Martha trust Jesus with their brother's death? Can you with Aggie's and yours? That, of course, is when Jesus marches to the tomb and barks out the orders. Lazarus, come out! As if he's in charge. Well, of course he's in charge. Another sermon. And a quite powerful one. Lazarus, come out. And the sermon does what it says. The text says, the dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus used Lazarus as an object lesson. He lets his friend die and then raises him from the grave so that Martha and Mary would believe what he promises, that he is indeed the resurrection and the life. And then Jesus goes off and does his own dying. Calvary, bearing the sin of the world in his body, answering for all sin and every sinner, making atonement for all and for you through the shedding of his divine blood. That's a very good Friday. He goes into the deep sleep of death in order to put death to death. For on the third day, he cracks death's jaw wide open by bursting from the tomb. He rises victoriously from his grave. And so all sin is forgiven, death is defeated, eternal life and the resurrection of the body is certain and sure for those who believe in him. Anyone who believes in me, Jesus says, will live even though he dies. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And so, brothers and sisters, as we believe and cling to this promise from the Lord, it is time. It is time to pray. It is time to give thanks. And it is time today to tuck Aggie's body in the ground, to put her redeemed by the Lord body to bed one last time in the full confidence that even though she died, she lives. She lives with Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. He's got her, always has, always will. The epistle today said, we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will all be changed. Death indeed is swallowed up in victory, in Christ's victory, his Good Friday victory, his Easter Sunday victory, for Aggie and for all of you who believe in him and his promises. In the name of Jesus, amen.